Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone, welcome back. Good to be here, Bez Hashem, at the beginning of an Elul Zman. So I would like to, during Elul, between now and Yom Kippur, to discuss certain topics in Hilchos Brachos, varied topics, not necessarily going through with the bracha on specific foods, although maybe that's something we'll do once, but different concepts and different specific areas of halacha within bracha. So tonight, I'd like to discuss the mitzvah and the inyan, the chiyuv of saying mea brachas b'chol yom, saying 100 brachas every day. So first of all, in terms of background, there are a lot of makaros brought for this inyan and this mitzvah, this chiyuv, obligation actually, to say 100 brachas in every day. We could start with the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Meseches Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, where it says, Tanya Hayi Rabbi Meir Omer, Chayiv Adam Levarech Meir Brachas B'chal Yom. Every person is obligated to say 100 brachas each day, Shenemar, and he brings the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Pasuk says, Va'ato Yisrael, the beginning of Chamishi, I believe, Va'ato Yisrael, Ma Hashem Alekecha Shoel Meimach. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from you? It goes on, Ki Yim Liyiras Hashem, Tefir Hashem, Tevavas Hashem, etc., etc. And so Chazal say, from that Pasuk, we see there's a chiyuv to say, Meir Brachas B'chol Yom. And then the Gemara goes on and explaining some of the brachas, meaning it seems that some of the brachas that we say, the brachas HaShachar, that we say, Shalom Asani Goy, Shalom Asani Yov, Shalom Asani Ishan, other brachas HaShachar, were specifically instituted in order to facilitate this, in order to give a person an opportunity to say, Meir Brachas B'chol Yom. Without that, it would be much more challenging, as we'll see later, but we'll go through the cheshbon. So the Chazal were koveya these brachos, at least in part, as a way of bringing about that a person could say Meir Brachas B'chol Yom. And they derive it from this pasuk. So how do we see it from that pasuk? So there are different mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi says, the pasuk says, Ma Hashem Alekecha, as if it says Meya. Meya Hashem Alekecha. Really, the word is Ma Mem Hei, but it's kilo, it's with an, Ma could be read as Meya Hashem Alekecha. Hashem is asking from you, Meya. Tosis brings from Rabbeinu Tam that there are 100 letters in the pasuk. If you read the word Shoel Meimach with a Mali with a Vav, it comes out there are 100 letters. Can they get the idea of 100? 100 brachas, and there are other explanations that we've shown him where Chazal saw it from that pasuk, or how Chazal were able to be samech on that pasuk. But al kapanim, that is one makar, and we'll see soon that the Torah brings a different makar, which is earlier than the Gemara, not earlier than the pasuk in Chumash, but earlier than the Gemara brings a makar from David HaMelech, and then we'll see a third makar. But let's first concentrate on this makar, which is probably the most, or at least one of the most famous ones, that Ma Hashem Alekecha Shalom Meimach. So the different Svarim say that it's not really a complete deviation from the Pashup Shat. The Pashup Shat in the Pasuk is Ma Hashem Alekecha Shalom, what is Hashem asking of you? Yiras Hashem. But the idea of to say that the pasuk is asking us, or Hashem is asking us to say Meir Brachos, fits very well into that idea, because the idea of saying Meir Brachos, the idea of saying Brachos on everything we eat and everything that we have hanah, we have benefit from, but saying Brachos on the fact that seeing Birchas Hodah, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making us part of Klal Yisrael and giving us all the mitzvahs, including the mitzvahs of Seishas Man Grama, and giving us the ability to function and to open our eyes and to sit up and to stand up and to have everything we need to go about the day, as we say in Birchas HaShachar, the idea of recognizing that and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that, and for the food we eat, before we eat it, and after we eat it, etc. Those are direct methods of bringing about and coming to Yiras Shamayim. By a person constantly attributing everything he has, all the success he has, and all the benefits of in life that he has, by attributing that to Hashem, that brings him to Yiras Shamayim. If he says it, if he's mechavin, if he thinks about it when he says a bracha and he's mechavin properly, so then that will help him arrive at Yiras Shamayim, realizing that Hashem is the source of all of this, and we owe Hashem thanks and gratitude for what we have and for who we are, and we are completely dependent upon Him for the continuation and of these benefits, of these hanos and these toelios. So it fits very well into that pasuk. Hashem Elokecha Shalom, Hashem Zeiskim Yerushalayim, and as the sefer here called Mitzvah Sameya Brachos from Rav Mordechai Potash, and he brings a lot of Makaros on this, a lot of Mefarshim that explain this. He brings the Marsha. The Marsha says that Lefi Pshuto, the word Ma is going on Kim Liyiras Yiras Hashem. However, Yiras Hashem we know is not a simple thing. The pasuk makes it sound like it's something relatively easy, and the Gemara asks that kasha. Gemara asks, Atu Yiras Shemayim Milsa Zutrasihi. Ma Hashem, what does Hashem want? Only Yiras Shemayim. But Yiras Shemayim is such a simple thing that's all Hashem wants from you. And the Gemara says, oh, for Moshe Rabbeinu it was simple, but for the average person, it's not so simple. So says the Marsha, Al Kain Darshu Al Tikri Ma Elameya. What is Hashem asking from you? Meya brachos. He's asking ach kavanaso kiim liyira. In other words, he's giving you. What am I asking you? I'm asking you do this, and through this come to something which is very lofty, very elevated, very hard in a sense, hard to achieve, hard to accomplish. But by doing this, this is not so hard. Making meya brachos is not so hard. It just requires a focus and a concentration. And by doing that, That'll bring you to your Hashemayim. This is the Marsha says, and many other Mefarshim explain this. That's why it's merumas in this pasuk. I also saw. I said this over Friday night on Parshas Ekev by one of the Minyanim here that in the Sefer Noam Siach, the Shmuzin of Rav Schneur Kotler, the Tzal, he brings from his uncle. I think he says Rav Tzvi Meltzer that. That he said a slightly different knetch of why is it that the Torah or the Chazal found a remez to Meya Brachos in this pasuk. But on the surface, they seem to be very different because Yiras Hashem is something very difficult and elevated, and Meya Brachos is something relatively small, so relatively easy. So why is this coming out of that pasuk? So he says that the nekuda that the Torah is driving home is that if you want to come to Yiras Shamayim, if you want to have a shot at it, at achieving Yiras Shamayim, which is something difficult and something very on a very high madriga, you have to know to be machshiv the quote unquote smaller things. If a person is going to discount the smaller inyanim, the things that seem to be smaller and easier and more almost, you know, mundane, run of the mill, something, a bracha, you know, we're making brachas from the time we're practically in diapers, from the time that we're very young, we're saying brachas, and brachas could be viewed as something that is just mamish kilachiyad, which is not the way to do it, but at the same time, brachas is not necessarily, saying a bracha is not necessarily given the same chashivas as having your Shemayim. But if you want to be able to achieve your Shemayim, you have to realize that the every single one of the steps is critical and is has to be treated with the same haracha, with the same giving it the same chashivas and value and making sure to fulfill. If a person is going to disregard the small things, he's not going to be able to achieve the big things. Al kapanim, the pasuk is telling us that saying, or is being merames, that by saying meya brachos is a way for a person to come through, to come to Yiras Shamayim. So that's one makar. Now, the Torah brings a different makar. The Torah brings that, he brings from Rav Natrinoi Gaon, that in the time of David HaMelech, there was seemed to be a magefa, and there were hayu meisim b'chol yom meya nefashos miYisrael. There were 100 people dying, perhaps 100 people in one area, or 100 people dying, which was unnatural. Something unnatural, something which was, it was a type of epidemic. And they weren't sure the reason. And it says that David HaMelech, Ad shechakar David, the haven, Baruch HaKodesh, es hasiba hazos. That it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this from us. He wanted us to be making brachos, and that would be an antidote for it. It was the lack of saying brachos, that of saying sufficient brachos, that was causing this magefa, and based therefore David HaMelech was mesaking that this should be meya brachos. So according to that, this is the source of David HaMelech, and the Levush, the sefer that I quoted before, brings from the Levush that Beruach Kodesh Haven Shahayim ibn Shelohayu Meshabchin Umavarchin Karoi. People were not praising and blessing Kadosh Baruch Hu properly, Hashem Yisbarach, Al Kol Tovosav Shishpi Aleihem. And that's why people were dying. And this the Mele Dov was Mesakid it, and that brought about an end to this. To this plague. So that's the second makar. This is, as I said, the Torah brings this in Orach Chaim Simen Memvav. And then there's a third makar, also in Rishonim. Rabbeinu Bechaya brings a pasuk from. I'm sorry. Before I get to that, the idea, the concept of David HaMelech was misakin it is based on a pasuk in the Navi in Shmuel Beis Perachav Gimel, where it says Naum David Ben Yishai. Unum hagever hukam ol. What does that mean? Hukam ol. So the pashup shadi brings is that he elevated his malchus lamaila, but the word ol is ayin lamed 70 and 30 in gematria 100 is a reference to this hukam ol that he established the ol. He established the idea of ayin lamed of saying mea brachos. So we have a pasuk in the Torah. We have a pasuk in Navi now, which is brought, and then there's a third pasuk. There's a pasuk in Ksuvah in Tehillim, where the pasuk says in the Shir Amalas in Kuf Chav Ches, Hinei Chichen Yivarech Gaver Yirei Hashem. The word says Rabbeinu Bechaya Ki Chen Yivarech Gaver Ki is Kaf Yud Chen Chaf Nun. So 20 in Gematria again, Ki 20 and 30. 20 and 10 is 30, and another 20 from the chain, from the chaf is 50, and then nun is another 50, 100. So the words kichain is gematria for 100. So kichain, yivarech gever yirei Hashem. A person, yirei Hashem, should be blessing kichain. Kichain, yivarech gever yirei Hashem. This is brought by Rabbeinu Chaya in his parish on the Torah in Parshas Ekev. And in fact, the Sefer HaManig brings this. And the Sefer HaManig says like this, and this will like wrap, you know, tie everything together. Misaris biyadeinu meyavoseinu lemoshe misinai. It was a misaris that for already from back from Moshe Rabbeinu sheyesh aleinu mea brachas b'chol yom min haTorah, min haNeviim u'min haKesuvim, from Parshas Ekev, from the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, and from the parak of Kuf Chav Ches in Tehillim in the Shir HaMalos. So it's a misaris from Moshe Rabbeinu that this emanates from the Torah, Neviim u'Ksuvim, v'hosif b'sefer HaManig, nirim hadvarim, sha'achar sheyista Moshe Rabbeinu, after Moshe Rabbeinu established it, shachachum, it was at some point forgotten about. The takana was forgotten. V'chazer David v'yistum, David HaMelech reestablished it. Now we can understand it better also when it says David HaMelech investigated to see what's the cause of these deaths, of this onish. And he said, aha, because they're not making me a bracha. So if so, well, if there was never an idea, there's never a mitzvah, never a concept making me a bracha, so punk, they're not making me a bracha. Okay, so the levush was mazbir, they're not thanking Hashem sufficiently. But like this, we could add maybe, there was a tekana mea brachas, and it's not being done. Moshe Rabbeinu established it originally. Moshe Rabbeinu established it. Moshe melkecha shol meibach. Mea brachas. So what happened? You're not doing it. And by David HaMelech's time, they weren't doing it. So David HaMelech reestablished it. That's the pshat. He saw that could be the pshat. He saw that they're not being mekayim the mea brachas, which Moshe Rabbeinu already instructed them to be mekayim. So chaz v'yistim, v'shuv shachachum. And then they were, says the Sefer HaManig, they were forgotten again. V'chazu chach meha Talmud v'yistim. And he says, also this is Ken Kasa B'Sidur Rashi. V'chen Kas Rabbeinu B'chai B'Kadach Kemach. So we have that they were there originally in time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then they had to be reestablished by David HaMelech because they were forgotten about, and then reestablished again by Chazal, in as we have in the Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Gimel. Okay, so we have these, and there are other makaris too, other Ramazim and makaris and gematrias, but let's leave it right now with these three main makaris: Min haTorah, Min haNeviim, Min haKesuvim. This the source of the Chiyuv, but it's not. It doesn't stop merely at being a good tzach, a nice thing, a proper thing, a hagana from Peronis. It's brought halacha lemaisa. It's brought down halacha lemaisa. First, we just mentioned the Rambam in Hilchos Tefila, Perek Zayin Halacha Yedalid Chayiv Adam Levarich Meir Brachas B'Chol Yom. Rambam says, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chayim Simen Memvav. That's where the tour is discussing it. Brings from David HaMelech. The Mechaber Paskins, Simen Memvav Sif Gimel, Chayiv Adam Levarech B'chol Yom Mea Brachos Lefachos. Person must make minimally every day, minimally, 100 brachas. There are other places in Shulchan Aruch was mentioned, which we'll mention soon, B'Hashem, but this is the first place in Shulchan Aruch. Chayev Adam Levarich B'chal Yom, Meir Brachas Lefachas. So a person is obligated to recite Meir Brachas, at least Meir Brachas every day. Now, so we're dealing with a chiyuv gomer, not dealing with just like, again, like a nice thing or a suggestion, but rather it's a chiyuv gomer which is quantified in Shulchan Aruch and brought in this place and in at least two other makaris in Shulchan Aruch, which we'll mention Be'ez Hashem a little bit later. Now before we go on with some of the halachas of it, I just wanted to mention one more nekuda that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said. I saw this brought down in numerous forms, in numerous places. The Gemara says that one who does not make brachos is his chaver who leish mashchis. He's a crony and a colleague of the ish mashchis, of the destructive individual. Who is that? Yeravim ben Nevat. Yeravim ben Nevat caused tremendous hashchas in Klal Yisrael. He stopped Klal Yisrael from going up to be Ola Regel. He prevented them, didn't allow them to be Ola Regel. So he's called the Ish Mashchis, and a person who doesn't make brachas is a chaver Ish Mashchis. So it says Rav Shlomo Zalman, what the pshat might be, is if we're saying that through saying brachos is a conduit and a method to develop and to internalize Yiras Shamayim, so we know that going up to Ola Regel is also to bring that Yiras Shamayim. We just had in the Parshas Re'eh, we just linked, where it talks about the mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni. It says you should bring your Ma'aser Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat it there. L'man tilmad l'yiras Hashem elokecha kol hayomim. So I state mafurish in the pasuk. You have to go to Yerushalayim l'man tilmad l'yiras to learn to Yiras Hashem. So Yerav ben Nevah, he stopped that. He prevented them from doing aliyah l'regel. He stopped it. And Memela, he's called the Ish Mashchis. So someone who doesn't make brachas is also cutting off a channel of bringing Yiras Shamayim. He's preventing or he's eliminating and avoiding this other conduit of this other method of bringing Yiras Shamayim. By saying brachas, you develop Yiras Shamayim. So the person who's not saying brachas, he's a chaver l'ish mashchis. He's partnering with Yeravim ben Nevat. Yeravim ben Nevat did it his way by stopping Alila Regal, and this guy's doing it his way by stopping making brachas. But they're both doing the same thing. They're both putting a stop, which putting a block to a development of Yiras Shamayim. Very beautiful pshat from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, so now, so we say chayav Adam. So who's Adam? Who's Adam in this case? Does this mean, is this every yid? So I saw that a number of the poskim say that it appears that women are not included in this. The Mechaber doesn't elaborate. But it appears that women are not included in this chiyuv. They don't have this chiyuv. How do they know? So I saw Shlomo Zalman says that, this is brought first of all in the Sefer Halichos Besa, in Perek Yud Gimel Harabeis, and I think it's brought now in the Halicha Shlomo as well, probably quoting it from there or from other sources, that when the Chazal make the Cheshman of the Meir Brachas, and we're going to, God willing, go through the Cheshman a little bit later, when they make the Cheshman, they include, a lot of the Brachas are Brachas that have to do with davening. First of all, Brachas Kriyashma, Lefonehel, Olachareh, both Shachas and Marif, that's a chunk of Brachas. Women are Pturas from Kriyashma. It's a nice thing. It's a good thing for women to say Kriyashma, but she's pater from Kriyashma. She's being pater from the brachas of Kriyashma, and yet those are included in the cheshbon, and there's no discussion there about how to substitute, you know, for a woman to substitute. So it doesn't seem that Chazal, or it doesn't seem that the poskim were concerned about that. And even Shmona Esrei, it's machlokas rishonim. It's not pasha that a woman has to say Shmona Esrei every day. It's machlokas, and even if she does. Even women that daven, many women will daven shachris or shachris and mincha, but lav davka mariv. I'm sure there are many that do, but many that don't. And particularly a woman who's tarred with raising small children may not daven any Shmona Esrei on a regular basis. So if you don't daven Shmona Esrei, you lose a whole bunch of the brachas right there. You lose 57. I mean, if you minus, you subtract three Shmona Esrei, you just subtract the 57. That's more than half the brachas right there. And it would be very difficult to compensate. And there's no, and again, there's no discussion about compensating. So it says, Vaistais, the Paiskim weren't concerned. Apparently, it's not a chiyuv on women. Rav Vazna, Rav Shmuel Vazna, Shiva Levi says something similar. He points out that the brachas of tefillin and tzitzis are also included in the cheshbon. And again, there's no discussion about, you know, for a woman, she'll replace it with, have, you know, whatever. So it seems that the Paiskim were only talking to men by this chiyuv. That's what these Paiskim say. Okay, now,
it's interesting for the reasons. I mean, the reasoning is that's a conduit to get to Yer Shemayim, so it should apply to everyone. Or the reason that Davidsov on my Geifa, so that would only men were affected in my Geifa.
Well, I don't know, but on the first thing you said, so when I was saying this over once, I remember in the presence of my wife, and she said, "Of course, women don't need it. Women don't need it to come to Yer Shemayim. It's the men that need it." So. Okay, so maybe there's some merit to that argument. Now, in terms of the Mageifa, well, okay, maybe the Chiyah was put on men. So, some say, well, it's like a mitzvah station on Grama, because you have to, it's something you have to do every day. You have to do 100 brachas, you know, the Chiyah 100 brachas, davka, well, minimally is every day, so maybe that's why they felt, well, they couldn't be Mechayev women in it. In any case, so now, what does it mean B'chol Yom? So what is the Cheshbon of the day? Meaning, we know in most things of the Torah, day starts at night, at dark, until the next day at dark. That's a day, right? That's Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, Vayerev Yivalki Yom Echad. And for Shabbos, you know, most things it's that way. But certain things we find the day goes by from night, from morning to night, especially the Gabi certain Yonim of Tefillah, right? When we talk about, for example, when it comes to Berachas HaShachar, the person that says Berachas HaShachar each day, if you didn't say in the morning, the Mishnah Berurah brings that you could say it even later, even after davening, and even at night. He brings the day, so you can even say them at night. Still, that's still the day. That's still that day. Now, if you say it the next day, okay, you said it. That goes for the next day. It doesn't count for that day. But if you say it at night, it counts for that day. Meaning you can say it at night, and then you'll say it again in the morning. Then you go to sleep and say them again in the morning. He brings that if your person is already fully at night, he's already tired and falling asleep, he shouldn't say the bracha of Amar Sheinu Meyenoi, because it's a little bit too late for that one. But other than that, he brings that you can say brachas Hashachar. So you see that for some inyanim of tefillah and of brachos, the night seems to follow the day. So what is it here? So most posts can assume they nemon that it's from night to day, like everything, like other inyanim of Torah and mitzvahs. And again, the Rai, if you'll see the cheshbon that they bring, the cheshbon of the brachos, the cheshboning night to day, not the opposite. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that L'chor, the Rambam is mashma the other way, because the Rambam that I quoted before, I stopped short though. The Rambam says, Perek Zayin Halach Yadal and Tefillah, Chayiv Adam Levarach Mea Brachos B'chol Yom Bein Hayom V'Halayla. Between the day and the night, he has to get 100 brachos. He doesn't say Bein Halayla V'Hayom. Bein Hayom V'Halayla sounds as if, you know, it starts in the morning and goes through the night. But he himself is maskim that it doesn't see, the poskim don't seem to go with that. Seem to be that it goes from night to day, and that's the way the cheshbon is brought down. That's the way Rabbi Yaakov Emden says this way in his Siddur, that it's the day follows the night. Now the big nafkamina legabe, let's say, you know, a day when say a Yom Kippur, when you don't have a meal at night, so. But you have a meal Matzah Yom Kippur. So does that count for, let's say Yom Kippur this year, but it comes out on a Wednesday, right? So does that count for Wednesday's, when you eat Matzah Yom Kippur, does that count for your cheshbon of Wednesday's Mea Brachas? And that will make a big difference, especially Yom Kippur when you're missing a lot of brachas. Or does that count for Thursday? It's Wednesday night already, for Thursday. So as I said, most poskim seem to assume that it goes for Wednesday night already goes for Thursday. That it's from night to day, the day follows the night rather than the night following the day. Okay, now, in light of that, let's say we'll go with that shita. What happens now? Let's say Shabbos. Okay, so Shabbos starts at night and goes through the day. What happens if a person brings in Shabbos early and he davens Marav before dark? And it's really Friday in a certain sense. He's walking home from shul and people are from Yidden are still, getting into the cars and doing other forms of malacha. And he may even sit down and make Kiddush and eat a suda, may even bench. If it's a real Tzaris, he might end up benching before dark. So it's a shaila whether l'chatchila mishmeres l'chili should have a kazayis pass at night after dark. But some people will. That's I think it brings also. You know, it's a l'chatchila de kazach. It's not really ma'akev. So some people will have bench before. So where do all those brachas go? Where do his marav brachas go and his suda kiddush and everything? Does that count for Friday, or no? It's Shabbos. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says it counts for Friday. It's still Friday. You made a brun on Shabbos and Mekabel Tais for Shabbos, but and you're allowed to daven Maariv, but you're davening Maariv on Friday. It's your second Maariv on Friday. You davened Maariv Thursday night, Friday. Now you're davening Maariv again on Friday. So he counts. He says you can't count those brachas to your cheshbon of Shabbos. Dat Maariv and Kiddush and even in the Suda brachas if it's still by day is what he says. And he says another Kiddush. Perhaps it's a chiddush, but if you start shalosh shudas before shkia, but you don't bench until it's already, let's say it's already after tzeis, then those kids for motzei Shabbos, even though the suda starts, it's shalosh shudas. It's one of your three shudas. Your yotzi is shalosh shudas, but your benching counts for your Sunday cheshbon, not your Shabbos cheshbon. So that, as we'll see, could have a real effect on the cheshbon of Shabbos, because if you do that, now I didn't see many that disagree, but I did see in the Mishnah Berurah called with the Hagos of B'Yitzchak Yikare, that's Rav Nevnitzel, Rav Avigdor Nevnitzel, Shlita, the Rav of the old city, Yatika. He, over there in Siman Memvav, he's cholik. He was a Talmud of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and typically, you know, he brings down Rosh Shlomo Zalman, but here he brings in and he disagrees. And he says that if that's true, Eichi Tachain. I'm not sure if this is exact Lashon or how I wrote it over. Eichi Tachain Shlo Hiziru Azat Paiskim. How could the poskim not warn us to this and now make us alert to this? That, you know, when you're counting your brachas for 100, on Shabbos to make sure you get 100 brachas, because you lose a lot in the Shemona Esrei automatically because the Shemona Esrei is shorter, and you count on the Suda, you count on Maariv. No, you can't even count that if you daven early. The poskim should have mentioned this. And he says, we find a person lights Chanukah licht, mi ba'od yom sometimes. Let's say he lights on a Friday. He lights the number for the night. He doesn't light how many days, let's say, how many. What Friday is, what day of Hanukkah Friday is, he likes what the night is. Or a person who davens, Rosh Chodesh davening by day, he says, Yalla Viyav already. I mean, just like Shabbos, he says, so it seems that, like Abi Tefillah and these in Yonim, the Tefillah goes to the night that it's, the day that it belongs to, not the day, not the physical day you set it on. So he wants to be Cholik on this Rosh Shlomo Zalman, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and he says that, not, he says the other way. So, okay, so we have question here. Let's leave that as a suffix, or a shayla, where those brachas go. Okay, so now let's go through a little bit the cheshbon, the daily cheshbon. On a regular weekday, excuse me, if a person davens everything he should and eats relatively normally, then it's not that difficult. So let's start at night. At Maariv comes out, you have 24 brachas. There are two brachas before Kriya Shema, three brachas afterwards if you daven Ashkenaz in Chutz Laaretz and you say, including Yiro and Inu HaMelech L'Chvodo. So you have two before and three after. That's five. Then you have 19 in Shemona Esrei. Right? So you have right away on a weeknight, you have right away a Maariv, you have 24 brachas. Then, the way the poskim say, then you're eating a Suda at night. Now, that's not always the case because, you know, sometimes in the summer, we end up eating all the meals during the day. But the poskim are good. There's a meal at night, and of course you're washing. They nem on your washing and making a motzi and then benching. So you have six more brachas, two before, until Zadayim HaMotzi, and four in benching. That's another six. And Berachas HaMapil, seven. So you have 31 brachas, 24 in davening, seven afterwards. 31 brachas already before you've gone to sleep.
Someone who davened Plag Mincha Maariv, he would have the same problem, wouldn't count.
According to Shlomo Zalman, he would not. Yeah, exactly. He can't count Maariv. That's 100%. Okay, but if you did it like this, or according to those that say Maariv already always counts for the night anyway, so you have 31 brachas, and that's besides you relieved yourself at least once a night, maybe more than once, so you have a couple of Asher Yatzar, one or more Asher Yatzars to include. So, but minimally 31. Then in the morning, between Al Nitil Yadayim and Asher Yatzar, which you say automatically Malo Kaina Shama, Birchas HaTorah will count, even if we just counted as two brachas, and the 15 brachas of Shachar, you get 20 right there, 20 brachas right there. Talis and Tefillin, assuming you make two brachas on your Tefillin, like Ashkenazim, that's another three. And if you say the bracha Makadish Shimcha Barabim, Nusach Ashkenaz, that would be four. Then Brach Shomer Yishtabach, then brachas of Kriya Shema, two before, one after, and the 19 Shemona Esrei is another 24. So you've got now 48 already. That was 48 brachas. 48 brachas already in the morning, just between the brachos and brachos of shachar and the brachos of davening, and in including Shemot Esrei, you've got 48 brachos. Again, that's including, I said, you made two on tefillin, and you said a mekadesh Hashem chav rabim. Now, people who don't do that, who don't say that bracha, the daven nusach svar, they just say baruch mekadesh shmo barabim. So then they wouldn't count that, they have to subtract that one. People that make only one bracha and tefillin have to subtract one. But okay, but otherwise you have 48. Then if you eat a meal during the day, six brachas, and 19 of Shemar Esrei at Mincha. So you have, besides the 48, you have now another 25, 19 plus 6. So you have, it comes to a total of 104 brachas. Right there you have 104 brachas. Okay, so on a regular day. Now, as I said, some people don't say HaMelech L'Chvodo at Maariv. You daven Nusach Sfard or Nusach Hagra, you don't say that, so you might miss that bracha. Tefillin, you might miss one bracha. Now, when you eat, many of us don't wash and bench, right? We eat light food. So you may just make one, you might just make a shahakal and a bray nefashas. So then you, instead of six, you only have two. You may say ha'etz, may say mizona, so, but it's all keep it to cheshbon. You know, don't rely that it's automatically this number, because that's the six might be adjusted. And like I said, you might not have a meal at all at night. Okay, now you might have one in the morning and one in the evening, though, before dark. But these are things that you have to keep into mind. On the other hand, you've probably said a shayatzar a few times during the day, besides the one time in the morning, which the poskim don't take into consideration. And you might have had something to drink during the day, a cup of coffee, or with a bracha shana, bracha chrono, some water. You might have taken a snack. These are all variables. So usually during the weekday, it's not going to be so difficult, but it's kedai for a person to sit down and do his own personal cheshbon with his own seder, his own hanhagas, based on what he eats, how much he eats, and what his meals look like, and see to make sure that he gets this. Now on a fast day, so he's going to be missing some of these brachas. He's going to be missing the brachas of a meal. So they have to, you know, cheshbon that you still have the requisite 100 brachas. You might be missing the meal in the morning, but you might have had a meal at night. You might have had more to eat at night before you went to sleep, or maybe even some people get up early in the morning and take a drink before Alos HaShachar. So these are all cheshbonos, but the cheshbonos that have to be made to make sure you get there. Now, on Shabbos, so first of all, the three Shemana Esrays, instead of being 3 times 19, which is 57, it's 4, because there's Musaf, but it's 4 times 7. It's only 28. The Shemana Esrei shrinks from 57 to 28. So right there, you lost 29 brachas, right? You went down from 57 to 28. You lost 29 brachas right there. Now, you lose the two brachas on tefillin. So you lost 31 brachas. At Maariv, you lost, HaMelech L'Chvodo, etc. Okay, however, on the other hand, you're adding Kiddush at night, which is Bar Priya Gafen, and the Kiddush Bracha, Kiddush Ayom is Bar Priya Gafen, you're adding that. If you added Kiddush before, so you add those as well. You also have an extra meal on Shabbos. You have one meal at night, two meals during the day, so you have a total of 3 meals, where you have another 6 brachas. And if you make a bracha in the middle of the meal, if you eat some candy or something and make shahakal in the middle of the meal, you have another bracha. So it comes out that on an average Shabbos, typically a person would have 81 brachas. 81, okay, but 81 is still not 100. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen, this is a second place where it's mentioned the din of Mei Brachas, Simen Reish Tzadi. The name of the siman is Bishabas Yash Lemeya Brachas Beperis. It's the name of the siman. Says the Mechaber, Sifalim Yarba Beperis Migdanim Umine Reach. A person should eat extra fruits and other enjoyable things, or smell things that require bracha. Kela Hashlim Minyan Meya Brachas. First of Mechaber. So again, Meya Brachas. And here at Hilchos Shabbos, you should be Mashlim by eating and taking things to smell. So this is something you have to keep a cheshbon of. If you're missing 19 brachas, that's an awful lot of snacking. We don't use smelling things so much. So it's something you have to. So we may need another eitzah. We may still need to look for other eitzahs how to be mashed in the Meir Brachas on Shabbos. So we'll get to that right away, Mr. Hashem. Now, and especially it was pointed out, if you're holding Rosh Hashanah Zamen, and you brought in Shabbos early, then you're really you're really under the wire, because now you have to subtract the four brachas from Maariv plus the seven Shemoneh Esrei, four Kriyat Shema, seven, that's 11 from Maariv. You're subtracting right there, and maybe you're subtracting the brachas of Kiddush and the Suda. You're really detracting from the Meir brachas and Shabbos if you do that. And if you bench after dark, which many of us do, then according to Rosh Hashanah Zaman, you lost those six brachas. So you really have to make a serious cheshbon on Shabbos. Where are your Meir brachas? So we need to look for some other methods of being mashem to Meir brachas. So there's one more method brought in Shulchan Aruch, again, in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Reish Pei Dalet. And this is the third place in Shulchan Aruch where it mentions Meir brachas. Siman Reish Pei Dalet, Se'if Gimel, Tzarech Lechavi Lebirchas Hakara Batara. A person should listen, pay attention to the brachas of people to get aliyahs on Shabbos. Ulebirchas hamaftir. V'yana achareim amen. V'yalulo lahashlem minyan meyer brachas shechisu minyan b'Shabbos. That'll count. He can be mashlem as meyer brachas by paying attention carefully to the people that are getting aliyahs and people getting maftir. And then you get, every aliyah is two brachas, one before, one after. That's 14. And then the maftir also does brachas in haftarah, before and after, so you just picked up a whole bunch of brachas there. You picked up over 15 brachas by doing that. So that's good. So if you're already at 81, meaning assuming you do eat your meals on Shabbos, and you're at 81, so now you picked up over 15. Oh, so now you're up into the upper 90s already. So a little bit of snacking, and you'll be able to tip. And don't forget a Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar was never included in the cheshbon except once in the morning. And we typically make a Asher Yatzar a couple of times during the day, two, three times, whatever, or more. So you get the Asher Yatzar. Also, that's something that will help. So that's one Eitzah. So one Eitzah is Paris and McDonough. Second Eitzah is the Birchas of the Torah and Birchas of the Haftarah. Now, then the Mishnah Berurah brings that in Mishnah Berurah Memvav, Simon Memvav, Sif Yadalid brings. He brings the eights of listening to the Birchas HaTorah Maftir. He calls it Yotzei Al Pi HaDchak, meaning it's not the best way of doing it, but Yotzei Al Pi HaDchak.
Do you have to have specific kavana, or if you just answer Amen, it's automatic?
Yeah, Lachari, if you listened, as long as you listened. I think you would get the credit, even if I forgot to think it should be a merchat. But especially if you have kavanah right now, that for now on, whenever I need for my brachas, I want to tell. Then he brings also at the end the efshur diyotzei al pi adchak b'mashem echav l'shmo chazaras hashatz. Maybe that too. I mean, that seems to be like a lower level, less pashut. That's efshur, and that the mechaber doesn't bring. The mechaber could have brought that. He doesn't bring that. He brings to listen to the kriyas haTorah. So it could be because the one who's making the brachas kriyas haTorah is for the he's like a shliach of the tzibur, the covet of the tzibur. He's representing the tzibur to make those brachas chazaras hashatz. Well, he's doing it for people that need to be yotzei, but we don't need to be yotzei. So perhaps that's not as much considered my bracha as the bracha on the Torah. But he says efshur, you could be yotzei with that. Then there's another Eitzah. In the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tafresh Chav Beis in Hilchos Yom Kippur, over there the Rama says in Tafresh Chav Beis, the Rama says that we don't say in Kelokeinu on Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why not? Because on Shabbos we say in Kelokeinu to help be mashlem to Mei Brachos. How does it mashlem Mei Brachos? Because in Kelokeinu is Ein kelokeinu aleph, ein. Mi kelokeinu mem. No del elokeinu nun. So it's aleph mem nun amen. And then we say baruch elokeinu and atu elokeinu. So we have baruch atah amen. Right? Baruch atah elokeinu amen. So that's ke'ilu a bracha, but not just one bracha. So the Sefer Meir Brachos brings that, he brings two shittas in Perikei Sif Tes in this Sefer. He brings that one day up that it is considered 12 brachas. Sorry, one second. He brings one bracha, one day that it's considered. Oh, Amud Pehe. Sorry, Amud Pehe. Amud Pehe Sif Tes. One day that is considered 12 brachas that he brings from King Kasa Bepardes, Vitani Rabasi, Mark Zuzut, etc. That because you have three lines. Ein kelokeinu, ein kadonenu, ein kelokeinu. No, ein, mi, node, and baruch ata. So we have those. It's like it's right. Ein kelokeinu, mi kadonenu, node kelokeinu. no delakenu, no delakenu, no shenu. Baruch is a, so it comes out. We have four sets of ain, right? Four ains, four me's, and four nodes, and baruch atah. So baruch atah on each of that. So he counts that like 12. Okay, again, ain kelokenu, ain kadunenu, ain kamalkenu, kamoshenu. That's four. Me is four, and nodes is four. And because Baruch Atah, going back on each one of those, so four times three is 12. And then he brings with a kolbo that considers it 20. Because he looks at, he says, as if the Baruch Atah is also four. Baruch Atah, Baruch four, and Baruch is four, Baruch Alkein, Baruch Alkein, and Atahu is four. So we have five times four is 20. So that's a way of being mashal mea brachas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, over there in Hilchos Yom Kippur, he says on Shabbos, we say in Kelokeinu, to mashal, on Yom Kippur we don't have to do that. Because Yom Kippur we say, harbei shavachim. We say many praises to Hashem. So it seems from the Mishnah Berurah there that the many praises that we say on Yom Kippur also counts to the mea brachas. But, and certainly in Kelokeinu. Now, I just want to point out one kasha, one ha'ara, and then we'll hold it here. Maybe next time we'll just wrap up a few more things. Bez Hashem, a few more points next time. And that is that the Mishnah Berurah in Memvav, Sifkat Yundal, when he's talking about Yom Kippur, he doesn't mention this at all. He says, "What should, Yom Kippur, Gam Kain, Yotze Bishmias HaBrachas, Kamo B'Shabbos, Ach B'Yom Kippurim, Acher Kolech Heshbonos, Chaser Lod Shalosh Brachas." You're still missing three brachas. So he says, "Mimashlim Mibirchas HaReach, HaBesamim." But well, what happened to, I mean, over there he said, we don't even have to say Ekelokeinu. Ekelokeinu, you could chop 12 or maybe 20 brachas. Nah, don't bother. Don't worry about it. You have harbei shvachim. And here he's bothered. Yom Kippur, he says, oh, we also have a problem. You got to make sure to listen to the brachas. And even then, you're short three. So what happened to what he said over there? So I think maybe there are two tracks. By saying the brachas yourself, or even by listening to the brachas of the Ola and the Maftir, that's one track. And that's better. Ein kelokeinu and the shvachim, that's a lower level. That's not brachas, really. That's a lower level. So the best thing is saying the brachas yourself. But at least if you hear the brachas, Yom Kippur, it doesn't work. We just don't have enough brachas. So hearing the shats, or hearing at least the Ola Latoyer and the Maftir, we get more brachas. So here he's talking about doing it that way. Over there he's going on the Ramah. The Ramah says we don't say Ein kelokeinu on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, why not? Why Shabbos yes, Yom Kippur not? So he's going, because on Shabbos, they were misakated for a person who's still short brachos, at least do Ein kelokeinu. So in that, he says, okay, but for that, on Yom Kippur, you don't need it, because you have Harbi Shvachim. Meaning, when you're coming on to Elokeinu or Enu, so on Yom Kippur, Harbi Shvachim is good enough. The Shvachim of Yom Kippur is as good as Ein kelokeinu. But here in Memvav, he's going without that. He's trying to get you real brachas, real Baruch Atah Hashem, real brachas. So for real brachas, he says, Yom Kippur, you have to listen to the Odol Torah, and you still show three brachas. You have to make brachas on Besamim. So if you want to make real brachas, you have to do it that way. If you're being yotze with Ein kelokeinu, so then already you don't need a new kippah. You could be yotze with Harbi Shvach. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll need to do a few more points on this, and then we'll go on to another topic.